is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com, broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Aaron is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. Frank Underhill's with us. Welcome, Frank Underhill.
Good morning, Vincent. Glad to be here with you this morning.
Hey, Frank, we've got a meetup tonight in Springfield, Missouri at Ziggy's Restaurant. Dr. Norman Sheila is going to be with us. We're going to start at 5 o'clock this evening. And if you have neuropathy and you're a diabetic, he's going to have a free study for you. And I think he's taking about 10 patients, absolutely free. It's an eight-week study, and he thinks he can help you if you have diabetic neuropathy. So if you do, or a friend or a family member does, I suggest you consider coming to Ziggy's Restaurant, Springfield, Missouri, 5 o'clock tonight. We're starting early, 5 o'clock tonight, Ziggy's Restaurant, Springfield, Missouri, corner of Sunshine and Glenstone. Absolutely free. If you'd like to have dinner with us, you certainly may. A bunch of your instructors should be there tonight, and I'll be there. So that's tonight. Frank Underhill's with us, and that's UnderhillSecurities.com. Frank Underhill is CEO of UnderhillSecurities.com. Trusted advisor to the late and the great Bob Chapman. Frank, I want to share a story with you. Last week I mentioned on the air, what would you do? This was a hypothetical question. What would you do if you knew the date an event was going to happen? Would you seriously prepare for that event? Or would you just say, you know what, I can't do anything about it. I'm just going to go watch TV, or I'm going to go to a ball game, or I'm not going to do anything. Now, what would you do? I got more calls as a result of that broadcast. It was unbelievable. So people started assessing their own situations and what they needed to have for themselves and to become more prepared. And here's what happened to me. Now, Sunday afternoon, yesterday, I went out to feed the cows in the afternoon, and I fired up the tractor, and I did a pre-takeoff look, and one of the tires was flat, the front tire. So I inflated the tire, and it held air for a short time. I thought, you know what, I can get out to the cows. I can go up the road, which is 3/4 of a mile, and feed the cows and get back before the tire gets flat, and I'll fix it on Monday. Well, I made it back, and it was fine. I mean, it was low on air, but I made it back. And so this morning, the plan was to inflate the tire, race out, fill the tire, race out, feed the cows, get back before airtime. Well, Mrs. F took the tractor and with the inflated tire and was going up the road, and the engine started stumbling. And she turned around and just made it back to the farmhouse with the tractor and the hay, cows not fed, because it seems that one of the two fuel filters, or both of them, are plugged up. Now, why is that? Well, because we had so much moisture, and it was so cold this winter, that there was extra moisture in the fuel tank. And that fuel plugged up the fuel filters. So now we have a tractor that I can't use to feed the cows. Now, here's where it gets a little tricky. If you overfeed the cows, let's say I overfed them yesterday, they'd waste the hay. And we can't afford anyone. No farmer can afford to waste feed. All right? And if you don't give them enough food to eat, then they're starving and they're malnourished and they get sick. So you can't do that. And also, if you don't give them enough to eat, the grass looks greener on the other side of the road and they leave. So what I'm saying is it's really good to have what you need before you need it, like extra fuel filters. That's all I'm saying. Frank, we're at a point where I think it's important to have what we need before we need it, because events will happen. They absolutely positively will happen. And we are seeing the effects of a rough, rough winter. As a matter of fact, Frank, I understand that business is down in Las Vegas. The hotels are saying business is down. Is that right?
I had a guest come in yesterday, or rather on Friday, and we went to a couple of places, and yeah, it was actually very quiet, and hardly anybody. So I would say, yeah, you look, Vincent, with Nevada, if California sneezes, we get the flu here, and I think that's probably what we are seeing right now. And because of that, you know, people are having less and less disposable income. Mm-hmm. And this is a great place to come for a weekend. And when you have a slowdown, you have, people not working. And actually, I was at a hockey game, you know, just college hockey or, you know, middle league hockey. And they got thrown out of the rink, the hockey club. Because not enough attendance, and when I was there, it was very sparsely attended. And for your listeners, I love a good hockey game, and it's just disappointing that they won't be playing where they're playing anymore. So yeah, I'd say it's very slow here now.
Well, I'm seeing attendance down almost everywhere. Every place I go where there are events, I'm seeing attendance down. Even as I look at some events where there are assemblies of people on the internet, and you look at the number of seats that they have, and you look at the number of people in those seats, it looks like they were expecting more people than actually attended. So I think the economy is really, really taking a toll on all of us. So Frank, gasoline prices, what do you think's happening?
Well, gas here is like $3.45 a gallon now. A few programs ago, three of them ago, gas was sitting at $3.15 a gallon. And with all the new exploration up in the back end formation there, I don't know, Vincent, if they're drilling for more methane or get fracking in your neck of the woods, but you look at the manipulation of the more of the supply, seems like the prices move higher, basically. And I think that eaves into inflation. And I think for people who are into physical metal, should seriously be having no doubt of capitulation, because of course inflation comes from primarily higher energy prices.
Mm-hmm.
And well, food Frank, prices. But of course when energy goes up, so does agriculture commodities go up, and hence a chain reaction down the food line.
I'm looking at the price of silver right now. What a bargain. $19.87 is the up to the second price. I was really hoping it would go higher. Right now it's $19.88 for a physical ounce of silver. So what do you think's happening, Frank?
Well, I think you're looking at silver waiting to take a cue from gold to what gold does. And I think with gold here sideways, and, you know, since the events in Asia have subsided somewhat, I don't think we're out of the woods quite yet over there. And I think you'll probably see, you know, gold, spike up. And of course you see how emotionally hair trigger, gold is. And I think that's the only reason why you see silver down here, because gold is in a hiatus. And silver, of course, for your listeners who follow silver, silver is an inexpensive way to piggyback off of what gold does.
Mm-hmm. You know, I noticed something, Frank. For the longest time, I was interested in going to gun shows. I mean, I loved going to gun shows. And now I have absolutely no interest. I don't understand, but I have no interest in going to gun shows. And I'm wondering if other people are seeing the same or feeling the same kind of disinterest in going to gun shows. I don't have any way of quantifying that, but over the next week I'm going to be talking with some people at some meetings, and I'm going to see if the same thing's happening with them as has happened to me. Meaning, I'm not interested in buying any more ammo or any more firearms or any more magazines or any more scopes. Or seriously,
pardon me, I'm sorry.
and you know, maybe I'm tired of people laughing at me because I carry a 1911 45 on my side, and they say that's an antique. And you know, I don't know. Maybe that's why I don't go anymore. I don't know. But I really don't seem to have any interest in that.
Can I comment on that topic before we switch?
Please do.
There's a gun show here in Las Vegas, and they usually have it at the Cashman Field or Cashman Center. It's a very big event. And you know, I noticed recently, like in the last 2 years, they promote way earlier than the event. And I think what you're alluding to is the lack of enthusiasm. Of course, people are seeing higher ammunition prices. And you can quote it to, when you see higher gas prices, people aren't going to buy trucks anymore or big gas-burning engines anymore. And when you have high ammo prices, you're having people deferring, not putting off completely, but deferring arms purchases because the gas for that firearm is all of a sudden jacked up so high. And not only jacked up so high, the quantity that you would like to buy is not there. And I think that has something to do with it.
Yeah, and when we come back, I'm going to talk about the price of ammunition, what I'm seeing in the marketplace for just 22 long rifle cartridges, plain old 22s that used to cost 3 cents a piece. I'll tell you what the cost when we come back.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank Underhill's with us. UnderhillSecurities.com. UnderhillSecurities.com. Frank, when I lived in Virginia over 8 years ago, I was able to buy 22 long rifle cartridges, a box of 550 rounds, and they were $7.97, probably, maybe 10 years ago. Well, I just checked the price today of that same box. Now, I found them. And there's a company called Goose Island Sales. And they've got them for $90 a box. 90. 90. That means that they went from when I used to buy them at 1.5 cents per shot to 16 cents a shot. So I think these are 22s. 22 long rifles. They, you know, the cheapest ammo that you used to be able to shoot. So I think that's why I don't hear any of those sounds that I used to hear on the farm of all of our neighbors blasting away at their targets. You just don't hear that anymore. I mean, you do, but not as much as you used to. I mean, it used to be almost nonstop. The price of ammunition is absolutely out of control. Out of control. And, of course, we shut down the Doe Run plant here in Missouri, the smelting plant. So now the largest smelter in the United States for lead has disappeared thanks to the EPA and the Obama administration. And you look at that, and then you look at the next story. It's on the website, usapreparedness.com, and it's titled, Obama Administration Wants to Reduce Cow Flatulence. That means less beef, milk, cheese, and higher prices. Now, I'm not quite so sure how Barack Obama is going to reduce cow flatulence, but that's what his administration wants to do. They think that it's a problem because of the methane that these cows make. So I guess that would put me in the methane business since I'm a cattle farmer. Frank, reducing the flatulence from cows. I don't think they do it on purpose. I just think it's natural and that's all there is to it. But, you know, the
fertilizer.
Our government is the biggest polluter in our country. They you know, that guy, when he goes and he wants to play golf, he hops on a huge jet. He flies wherever he's going with an entourage. I mean, he's burning through fuel. He is creating more greenhouse gases than any neighborhood I know of. I mean, here we have the Obama administration saying that they are going to work on regulating cow flatulence. It makes me angry. It makes me absolutely angry because, Frank, farmers are people who try not to waste anything. Believe it, they don't waste anything. We reuse things that most people would have long thrown away. We reuse buckets. We reuse bottles. We reuse jars. We steel. We weld old pieces of steel on machinery to repair it. Literally, we don't throw anything away until it's absolutely positively shot, and then we try to recycle it. That's what we do. I mean, if you look at a city person's trash, the amount of trash a city person throws away, and you compare it with the amount of trash that a farmer throws away, there's a huge difference. We don't throw stuff away, and we don't like over packaging. It bothers us. Because, number one, we have to pay for it. Number two, we have to dispose of it. And disposing of it means just putting it someplace, out of sight, in a landfill, out of sight. But, Frank, if Obama wants to, if his administration wants to regulate cow flatulence, I can only see that as a huge negative on farming and a huge increase in prices of beef, cheese, milk. Can you see it any other way, Frank, or am I just imagining this? Do we lose Frank? We'll be right back.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm here.
Okay. Well, I was talking about cows. I was talking about the flatulence and how the Obama administration wants to regulate it, and what's the effect that you see as a result of his regulation on prices of beef, dairy, and food products. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Frank and I were talking about cow flatulence and how the Obama administration wants to expand its ever-increasing reach into our pockets. Frank, regulation of cow flatulence, I think it's going to be an impossibility unless we change their food or unless we regulate the cows to the point where we don't have any more cows and then there won't be any more cow flatulence. I don't know if Obama wants to create a man-made extinction of cows or what. But what do you think would happen, as an overview, Frank, if the Obama administration increased its reach and regulates cow flatulence?
Well, I think you're going to see, of course, an increase in taxes. Anytime there's something new with the environment, a new penalty attacking an industrial group, an agriculture group, a resource group, you always see higher costs coming along with it. And I think, you know, farming is enough. It's hard enough to run an agriculture concern. And then when you just have another form of a tax, and they'll, you know, whatever way you want to name it, it's just a, more of a burden for the American producer, grower.
I agree. Frank, an interesting thing happened to me over the, on Friday. This coming Friday, I'm going to be speaking at an event in Branson, Missouri. I've been invited to talk about whatever I'd like to talk about. And Lynette Marie has this event, and she's been to many of our expos and has been on the air with me and been to our meetups. And so she invited me to speak, and Dr. Patrick Vickers is going to be there, and some of our USAPrepares.com instructors will be there. And the information's on the website if you'd like to look, class. Anyway, it's in Branson, Missouri. And if you need a scholarship, just contact me, and I will get you in as my guest. If you have a financial hardship, I'll get you in as my guest absolutely for free. But I decided that it's about time that I bought a new suit. So I went to a chain store, a very large one, one that I hardly ever shop at. And they had a suit that I liked in my size. And it was one of those dark black suits, and I thought, okay, I can wear this. Since so many of my friends seem to be dying, I probably need a funeral suit. And I'm serious, and I didn't have one, never had one, so I thought, okay, it's about time. So I was buying the suit, and the lady said, really lovely lady, said to me, you know, if you open a store account, you can get 20% off. So it was already on a deep discount, and she'd give me 20% off if I opened a store account. So we're at the checkout, and there's a whole, probably three or four people surrounding me that I don't know. And she says, okay, so type in your social security number on that pad, and I type it in. And she says, okay, now what's your income? There was a long pause, a really long pause. And she said, well, you know, 10,000, 20,000, 2.5 million. And, you know, it's just something I just don't disclose, you know. So I made up a number, Frank. I made up a very, 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 very small number, way below the poverty line. Now this lady's really feeling sorry for me because there's no way that with this little number that I gave her that I could afford health insurance, right? So anyway, I gave her that number, and she typed it in. And out of the register comes my new credit card receipt, and I am now approved for a really high credit line. And as far as, you know, I mean, what I'm saying, Frank, is it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you tell them your income is. They know. They know what your credit rating is regardless of what you tell them. All you have to do is give them your social security number, and they know. They know. So I got the 20% off. I have a new credit line, and she said, you can have up to four of these credit card accounts with this one particular store. Frank, why would anyone need four credit card accounts with a clothing store? Why? I don't know. I don't get it. So, class, if you decide that you want to go to one of these clothing stores and you open a credit card account, you can get 20% off. I'll even tell you who it is. It's J.C. Penney. Some people call it J.C. Penney. J.C. Penney has 20% off if you open a store account. So I suggest that if you want to save that amount of money, that percentage, go ahead. But, Frank, can you imagine that? They know who I am just by my social security number.
Yeah, and I would suggest don't open up any accounts because that 10% discount can lead up to 30% interest charges.
Yeah, well, but I always pay it off every month. I mean, I have
some credit. A lot of people are not like you or eye, Vincent, where they get in lured, mm-hmm. and then they do the bait and switch.
Yeah. Well, that's absolutely for sure. They do, and they have low interest, what do they call them, teaser rates, and then they raise them up. Well, for me, in class, here's something that I suggest that you consider as a survival economics tactic. If you do have a credit card, don't spend money that you don't have. If you don't have it, don't spend it. Really. And when you do spend it, if you use a credit card, make sure you pay it off every month. And you know what they, Frank, do you know what they call people like me who pay off our credit cards every month? Do you know what the bank calls us, credit card banks? They have a term just for us. Deadbeats. Seriously, the bank calls us deadbeats because they don't make any money on us. We use their credit, and then we pay it off every month, and all we do is pay for the stamp and the check that we send them. Other than that, they don't make any interest off us. They don't get fees from us. And I don't have a credit card that has a fee. I don't pay $20 a month, a year, or $30, or some credit cards even have $500 a year fees. I mean, that's insanity if you ask me. Just have a black credit card. You have to pay $500 a year. That's insanity. So anyway, none of my credit cards have any annual fees associated with them. And you know, and here's another thing, class. If by chance you miss a payment, okay, if you make a mistake, and it's an honest mistake, and they hit you with a late payment and they hit you with interest, you know, you can call the bank up and you can explain to them that, you know, I'm sorry, I'm really sorry. I didn't do it on purpose. It was an accident. Or you can tell them if someone was in a hospital or something happened. I mean, some legitimate reason. I'm not saying make it up. But if you have a legitimate reason, you can call them up, explain to them what happened. And a lot of times you can ask them to remove that late payment fee and that interest fee and the penalties. And they do. They do. And you can do the same thing if you miss a payment on your phone bill or your TV service. Not that I recommend that you have television. But there's another thing. Frank, do you know that you can call your phone company and you can say, you know what? My phone bill's really higher than I'd like it to be. I'm considering disconnecting and stopping my service unless you can help me with a reduced cost. And they do. DirecTV immediately will give you $10 off per month just by calling them and telling them that you want a lower bill. Your phone company will probably do it. I do it all the time. I've been doing it for years. I just tell them I think it's too high. And it is too high. I'm not making it up. And they say, I'll tell you what, we'll give you $10 off per month for a year. Would that be okay? Sure. So how long does that phone call take? Probably 5 minutes. How much do I save? $120. $10 a month times 12 months. Is it worth 5 minutes to do that? Absolutely. Your thoughts, Frank?
Well, I think people shouldn't even be having any of this pollution in their homes. And I think families need to spend more time together, convoluting over supper, getting close to one another, being involved in your kid's life. And again, they bill every month. It's a repetitive charge, and they generally take these off your credit cards. Well, if you don't handle your finances properly, you could see that $120 a year savings be like evaporated into a $300 bill in 2 to 3 months' time. There,
mm-hmm. Frank. Just for the broadcast, you and I chatted for about 2 minutes, and one of the things that you wanted to talk about was this SWAT team that killed an 80-year-old man in bed, Eugene Mallory.
I was very surprised, and I'm not surprised to read that story. And I think when we're at the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Conference, we spoke about that a bit, what overzealous law enforcement taking over the attributes of paramilitary militias, basically. mm-hmm. that do not uphold the Constitution, that do not abide by rule of law, that go into people's homes like bounty hunters, basically, and God help you if you're at your mercy. I think, Vincent, even on other programs we talk about, if you are ever going to call the police, think twice before calling them, because somebody's going to wind up dead.
Yeah, never call 911. Because if you do, someone's going to jail or someone's going to get shot. It's as simple as that. And one of our instructors found the police snooping around his house. You know, they came down his driveway and turned their lights off, and they're just snooping on private property. They came to my farmhouse at 11:30 one night and drove around, and you know, they're just looking. And they always have the same reason. You know, they're looking for some vehicle. It's nonsense. I think they go to training, and the training says that, you know, if you're in pursuit, you can do this. Well, so that's what they say they're doing. They're in pursuit, or they're looking for somebody. Well, they're trespassing. That's what they're doing. And SWAT teams, they shoot innocent people about 50,000 times a year, according to this article. 50,000 times a year. These paramilitary thugs with machine guns, shotguns, battle armor, helmets, radios, combat boots, flashbang grenades, tasers. They're out of control. Hang the cops.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Got
your.
Take my. When you go to the
feed,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So Frank. I was at the fairgrounds in Springfield, Missouri a couple of years ago, and there was this woman behind the table at her exhibit, and it was the Greene County Sheriff's Office, and this woman had body armor on, and I said, "Wow, what's that?" And she said, "Oh, that's my taser." So what's that for? She said, "Well, you know, if I shoot somebody with this taser, it gives them an electrical shock and puts them right down on the ground." I said, "Wow, does that hurt?" And she said, "Oh yeah, yeah." I said, "Does it make people wet their pants?" And she said, "Well, sometimes." I said, "What's that?" She said, "Oh, well, that's my magazine pouch." I said, "Well, how many magazines do you have?" She said, "2." So how many cartridges do you have? She said, "Well, 18 times 2. I said, "Wow, 36. I said, "What's that?" She said, "That's my gun." "Oh, is that loaded?" "Yeah, uh-huh, that's loaded. And that over there, that's my nightstick. Over there, those are my handcuffs. And what's that?" "That's my two-way radio." "And what's that there on your shoulder?" "That's my microphone." "Are you wearing body armor?" "Yeah, yeah." I said, "So, okay, so you've got 2 magazines, a loaded handgun, a nightstick, you've got handcuffs, and that over there, that's a mace." "Oh, wow. So you have all this stuff. Have you ever helped anybody change their tire?" And boy, she was furious with me. The reason I bring this up is there's another story on their website. This guy named Bryce Woolley, he executes a dog. He's another killer cop in the Ardmore Police Department in Oklahoma. And so there was this dog that jumped over a fence, and he wasn't going to wait for animal control. So he says he pulls out his gun, executes the dog, kills the dog instantly. These guys are out of control. Out of control. Dog's not a threat to anybody. And I can just see it. I can just see these thugs coming to my house and executing my dogs. And I can just see it. I mean, these body armored guys in a military type assault vehicle showing up at our farm. They raided Mike Parsons' farm. Mike Parsons, I missed his call. He called over the weekend from prison. Mike Parsons is still in prison.
Frank, they can come at any time, day or night.
Yeah.
You don't know. Yeah. They can come into my office.
And, you know, if you
they
ask
can
them.
Come into my home.
And you know, they come in with guns drawn. I mean, they're looking for a fight. They're antagonizing. They are looking for a fight.
Yeah.
And they don't come with one. And they don't come with two or three. They come with like six. Six, and they surround the house. It's like they're expecting the worst possible criminals in the world, wherever they go. And that's why, class, that's why you need to run for sheriff, whoever you are. You need to run for sheriff. And in Missouri, all you have to do is be a resident for 1 year and not be a felon. That's it. That's it. And so when the next election happens here in Missouri, I'm going to run for sheriff. I'm already running for the board of directors of Laclede Electric Cooperative. I'm running
for
that. Why?
Good going.
Because I want to know. Well, I talked, Frank, on Friday, Thursday, I talked to the general manager. And they are very, very concerned that they do everything properly with my petition to run for this office. They want to make sure they don't mess up. Seriously. They want to make sure that they get it exactly right, because they know that I'll be talking about it for a long time if they do anything that is improper with my petition for the board of directors. I suggest, class, that you get involved in everything. School board, every single elected position that you can get into, get in there. Get in there and just do two things. Stop this out-of-control spending, say no, and ask lots of questions, and make sure you know what's going on before you vote in favor of anything. Frank Underhill, thanks so much for being with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Coming up next, John Reagan. We're going to be talking about the economy. Frank, thanks so much for being with us. UnderhillSecurities.com. UnderhillSecurities.com. And I've got his number right here. 702-987-5449.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.